Hello.
Hi, Mr. Stanfield. Good afternoon. This is Alex. How are you?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Doing good. How are
That's
you?
good. I'm frustrated right now because we ain't got this thing wrapped up. You know,
Yeah,
I
I'm
figure we have it wrapped up by now. It's getting more and more frustrating.
I right. I'm so sorry. As much as like how you feel, we also wanted to close as soon as we can, but I'm calling you to give you an update because I just received an update from the attorneys, from the lawyers, about the property, and I told them that you called the bank and that the bank said that they have no any records of the loan or anything. So I told
Nobody
them.
has the record. Even the court, they don't hold nothing after 7 years, so there's no record of it.
Right. Well, we were looking for an alternative or other options on how we can close because as like you, we wanted to really close as soon as possible as well. Lawyer
Then the
said
stuff
that.
they coming at us with, it's like that's red tape stuff that they supposed to be handling. That I ain't supposed to be handling that. I mean, that's what they get paid for.
Right, but we cannot. I mean, the deed or the I mean, I guess the title won't be transferred to our name without those things being cleared. So, I mean, but I asked for an option from the title company. You know, I'm not sure if you've specifically asked this to the bank, but they said that there are two ways in order for us to move forward with the closing. First is, I know that you mentioned that you already spoke to the bank and they told you there's no record of any loan or judgment with them.
Right.
So, you know, one option is it's either the bank or the company needs to, I mean, if they can issue a formal payoff statement or at least a letter confirming that there's no debt tied to the property, the title company or whoever it is that's handling on the legal side will honor that. That's the first option. If the bank truly has no record and cannot provide, but if the bank truly has no record and they cannot provide any kind of letter or documentation, then they said that the only way to move forward is would be through what they call a quiet title action, and it's like a legal process where the court clears up ownership or unresolved claims on the property before being transferred to the new owner, and that would typically take about like 60 to 90 days due to the court schedule. We don't want that.
This is it. I didn't know it was gonna be all this right here. It's just too much.
Right.
Don't know.
The thing is,
And then
so
we
I
don't
called
even have what was it, Citibank? We don't even have
Citi.
one of those in this area that I'm in.
Right. So they would need like at least a letter that there's no debt tied to the property. One thing is that I called you first, but then I got your voicemail earlier. So I'm also updating Jennifer, by the way. I'm sorry, not Jennifer, Jessica. I told her that that's the current situation right now. So she said that she's gonna try and call the bank herself, see if there's a way that they could issue like at least a formal letter or a statement saying that there's no debt tied to the property.
And I don't even see how, because it was transferred once before from my mother, I mean from my uncle to my mother, and nothing like that came up. It wasn't being sold, it was just a transfer. You know what I mean, as far as the name, but nothing came up. I don't understand.
Right. I am not, you know, I'm not really, expert on the legal side. This is what the lawyers are just telling us. Like what you
and
feel.
I'm wondering, you know, if somebody was using my uncle's name, because there's no way my uncle could have got a loan because he couldn't read and write. So
right.
I was like, I'm thinking, how could he get a loan when he can't read and write?
I'm not sure. It was 2007. The other one is 2016.
Right. He ain't been able to read and write never. You know what I mean? So it's like, it don't matter what day it is, he's never been able to read and write. All the way from when he was born to he died. So how can he get a loan? Where is he getting a loan about? He didn't even have access to the funds that he got. His check, it wasn't his check. It was, you know. So who would give him a loan, especially a bank? He never had no employment, so what is he getting a loan for?
I'm not really sure as well. I don't know how to answer that.
That's what it comes down to. How could that be? How could he get a loan?
Well, it was issued by the court. That's one thing for sure, but I'm not really sure other way if we can resolve this. Like what I've said, we wanted to close as well as soon as we can. But it's like this legal process that we need to take for the title to be transferred over is, you know,
a headache.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. That's really the only thing that we're waiting on. Like, everything is ready on our end. So, I mean, let's see. Jessica will try. I mean, I've already told the lawyers
and
that.
Look, check this out, Al. I mean, and then at the end of the day, when I talked to Forrest, I had explained to him the situation and what the deal is. Man, it ain't nothing but $3,000 and some change. Boys, you getting the house, so man, you clean it up. You got the money to cover that. You're not losing because you getting the deal. So why is we going through? This is what frustrates me. If you handling business, man, why is we going through this? It ain't like it's $20,000 older. Come on, man, go on and handle that, clean it up, and let's get this done. Or we gonna juggle with this all day or forever? You know, that's how I'm looking at it. I told him to call me. Because I need to talk to the man. You know what I mean? Me and you, mate, this is between me and him. You know what I mean? This is what we was going to do. And then all the other stuff, man. Why is we sweating $3,000 or something? You got it. Clean it up and get your house and let's get this out the way. Why is we playing with this? For no
We're
reason,
not.
Man.
It's like, really, you know, they need the exact amount so they can pay it. They cannot just pay the exact amount because there might be some interest that accrued. Like,
but everybody saying
after
they don't know nothing about it. If don't nobody know nothing about it, then what do we do? I mean, they're telling us, like, what are we going to give a letter for that we have no record of? There's nothing, there's no record of this. So, then we call the court. The court said after 7 years, they don't have no record of it. So you got two entities saying that there's no record.
Right. I mean, if they would issue a letter stating that there's no record, that will definitely move.
Yeah, okay, that's the lawyer's job. That's the lawyer's job. I mean, do Forrest want the house or not? That's what it boils down to. If you don't want it, man, then I got somebody else that wants it. I mean, without all this, because they got people to take care of that. You know, I don't get this. I don't get it.
Right.
If he want the house, man, I don't know.
We really wanted to move forward, like what I've said. But it's just like.
We all do.
Okay, well, if you wanted to talk to Forrest, I could probably schedule a call, but, I mean, we just need that letter. Let's see what's going to happen today. Jessica,
well,
might
let
be
me ask you this, Alex. Do you mean to tell me that the lawyers, this is what everybody's telling us, that it'd be easier for the lawyers doing it while you're, you know what I mean? So, and I'm thinking the same. I mean, I don't know.
Let me see.
For them to do it.
I mean, I would agree with you on that.
We don't have an account with these banks, and these people, and they're saying there's no record. If I ain't got an account, they ain't got to offer me nothing. I don't have an account with them. I never had an account with them. And they're saying they don't have no record of my uncle owing anything. So why would they offer me anything unless I open an account? So this ain't, this is just not sounding right. It don't even, don't feel right. I've done business before, and this just don't feel right to me. So I need to talk to Forrest. It's not feeling right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can,
right. Don't feel right.
I mean, I'm really sorry.
See, certain things, it shouldn't get to the level where this is unbelievable. Come on. Now, it just don't feel right. Don't feel good to me at all.
I know.
I
apologize for that.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going, but it's just not feeling right to me.
Okay. I'm going to have a meeting with Forrest. He is returning from Texas today, but as soon as he gets back, I'll let him know to give you a call, Larry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good.
I
hope you can understand. I mean, and anybody would feel the same way. Come on, this just don't feel right. You want the house, man? Get the house, man. Pay us the money and let's move on, man. We.
Well,
just that simple. Whatever's got to be taken care of. That's what as is means. Take care of it, man. Shoot, it ain't like it's no crazy amount or something. That's just, come on, man, that ain't nothing to him. So why are we playing this game? Come on, that ain't nothing. He shouldn't even brought that to my attention. He should have been like, look, we're going to clean, me and my people clean that up. Not the buyer, not the seller. Shoot, what I'm doing footwork for?
Right, you.
And I don't have
time
for that. I don't have time to do all that. I'm busy too. You know?
I understand.
Okay.
Well, I'll definitely relay this, our conversation with Forrest so he can give you a call. Hopefully this afternoon when he gets back. I don't know what time he will return, but I think he's going to be back in Richmond around 3 or 4 this afternoon. From Texas. So, if not today, tomorrow morning.
Go ahead, Alex.
No, I was just saying, if not today, tomorrow morning, he'll be able to give you a call.
Okay. Because this was the initial play before we even got on the field, that I initially thought that this would be said and done with by now. And then we had to do extensions, so I'm thinking extensions is like a day or two. But it's like this is I don't have the time to be ongoing with this. If we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Right.
But we'd
really wanted to. I've even tried offer calling the bank, but as per the lawyers, it's going to be the owner who has the authority to request that. So,
the banks are saying they ain't got none. It's like, what are you requesting? They're like, well, if you're requesting something that don't, then you have to get your lawyer needs to be doing that. It's like, because we don't have no record of it.
Right.
So I don't know what type of law office this is, but I guess they just do the paperwork more so than the footwork. but I don't know. But it don't seem good to me. I don't like it one bit.
All right. Because
that ain't how we initially set it up. Now it's ongoing and ongoing. Makes you think, how long are we going to do this?
I mean, usually it's really going to be a smooth process. I would say that we just buy the property. If there's, upon the touch date, found out that the title is clear, then we're probably close by now. But just these two issues showing up upon the title search, it's messing up. I'd understand how you feel.
And you know, I'm really trying to get Jessica out of my way. You know, so I don't really. That's the reason this is even being done. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm trying to go ahead on and get this, so we don't have to really do that no more.
Right.
Everybody be out of everybody's way.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry
I'm
again.
I'm looking forward to hearing the forest, man. He's a busy man. I know I'm busy too. But at the same time, man, when you see you got to handle things, then because that's how it goes. Why? I mean, come on. Why am I being sweating up there? Man, listen. Handle that. Take care of that. Get your house. Do what you got to do. Make your money. It's a flipper. You know what I mean? So flip your money, man. But juggling around with that is wasting time. So he's got to do what he's got to do to get it taken care of. Asking me to take care of it? No. And did all I can do. The people told me ain't nothing they can do. They don't have no record. I can't make them have a record. The lawyers, they have the power. They pull all of that up. You know what I mean? From their offices. They can go to the clerk and take care of whatever needs to be done. But it's like, he asking me to do it. It's like, what? You crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna do that.
All right.
None of that.
Yep.
I'm not gonna do it.
I'll communicate everything with Forrest. Hopefully he'll be back in the office soon. I'll ask him to give a call right away.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Allison. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you very much
as
well.
I
apologize once again.
Yeah, I mean, I this ain't what I was looking forward to. I was looking forward to everybody being able to go their own way. You know, I mean, get your money and go your way.
Yeah.
Since I got to run my business down here. And mostly, that's why most of the people, they're talking to my wife, because I don't have the time to handle the business. Luckily, today, my truck was in the shop, but usually I'm so busy, I don't have time to stop for anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to finish. So, you know, it's I don't know. Hopefully we get this taken care of.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, again, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. I will, Forrest will reach out to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.